Hello, it's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success, and today we're going to continue our discussion, our chat, our conversation, what it means or to be successful in business, in your career, and in life. Today we're going to chat with two fellows, one from the Chamber of Commerce and the other from Bison Fire Protection. But first, the Set for Success thought. I've lost focus. Have you ever said those words to yourself? Oh my gosh, I've lost focus. You know, one of the things that often happens when challenges set in is that we lose focus. We have a sense of lost focus. Whatever the reason, it happens for the best of us. From time to time, actually from the time we were kids into adulthood, we're told that we need to focus if we want to be successful. But the interesting thing is we're rarely told what to focus actually means and how to achieve it. Think about it. I believe that it is not until we lose something that is important to us that we truly understand what focus means. Maybe, just maybe, that's some powerful insight. I was asked by a client to facilitate a strategic planning process for a company in the transportation industry over a six-month period. My job was to help them understand what they needed to focus on in order to achieve the next level of their business. As part of that process, I always do pre-work. You know, and think about your pre-work. In this case here, it was one-on-one private meetings with the senior management team and the company representatives. In one such meeting, the president revealed to me that he had lost a large contract that amounted to about one-third of their revenue. That is huge. What's more importantly, he didn't understand why. He didn't know why. He felt that he had really lost focus in his business or on his business. What he was saying was the central interest was unclear. The state of having a clear vision definition or visual definition of his business was missing as he did not pay enough attention to the core of his business and a particular client. He'd taken the contract for granted and allowed himself and his team to get distracted by other things when they should have been focusing on ensuring that one of their largest accounts was maintained and grown. That loss really negatively impacted the company. They weren't sure what they were going to do and how they were going to make up the major loss. In essence, they had lost focus on what was important. So the question today is, what do you do when you lose focus? If you have some insight on that particular one, that Set for Success thought or that Set for Success question, send me a note at richard@braveworld.ca or look me up at setforsuccess.ca, my website. I know we'll be changing my email address shortly in the next little while, but for right now, it's just richard@braveworld.ca. And just maybe we can gain some additional insight on how to achieve focus and how to actually keep focus so we maintain or be more successful either in our business, our life, or our careers. Now, today I have two guests. My guests are Art Alexander from the Chamber of Commerce and Rod Reed from Bison Fire Protection. Rob Reed from Fire Bison Protection. I just got corrected on the name there, you know. And later we'll do the Set for Success tips, the things you must do in your life, in your career, in your business to be successful from our guest's perspective. So let's get our guests on. Art, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard. It's great to be here.
You're right. I'm glad to have you. I'm always excited to bump into you, Art. I've known you for a while, but let's just get our second guest on now. It's Rob, not Rod. So, Rob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, and I did get it wrong the first time, right?
Just a little. I've been called worse.
You've been called worse and everything along that line. You know what? It is a typo. As I've aged in life, I found that D's and B's are starting to look the same.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been thinking about LASIK myself.
That might help you out a little bit. You know, I always like to start off with one of our guests. And so let's start with Art. You know, Art, let's tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
I'm newly married.
You're newly married? Well, congratulations.
Almost 100 days now.
100 days, 100 days and counting.
I got to bring a 100-day report shortly to my wife. How's it going? Yeah. So that's happening. So I'm involved with the Chamber. I'm the sales manager. I talk to people about the Chamber. I own a business called Instant Imprints on St. Mary's. I do some speaking and training. So it's busy.
You are a busy man overall.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Tell me a little bit of story about yourself. Like, tell me a little bit about your life. Now, if I remember correctly, I think you were born in Ontario.
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your history.
I grew up in Cabbage Town, actually.
Cabbage Town.
Downtown Toronto. I'm the original Cabbage Patch Kid.
You're the original Cabbage Patch Kid.
So I grew up downtown Toronto, and my folks, you know, worked two jobs and got us out of the hood of Toronto, got us to the suburbs.
Okay.
I managed to live there for a while, and then we moved to Winnipeg. I'm a happy transplant.
You're a happy transplant. Now, how long have you been living in Winnipeg?
28 years.
Well, you know, I think that pretty much makes you a Winnipegan, doesn't it?
Yes.
At this point.
I love Winnipeg. We have the best kept secrets around. I mean, from the museum to the jets to the bombers to the park to the airport. To the business community, it's fantastic.
You know, it is sort of a... It's interesting you would say that. I had a phone call discussion yesterday with my sister, Anne. We were talking about different cities. And she was giving me a hard time about, you know, the big birds we have in Winnipeg. What are they called, Rob? What were they called?
Geese?
No, I think they're called mosquitoes.
All those things,
And then razzing me about the winters. But if you look at the last couple of years... How would you say? It's been fabulous, right?
We've had great weather this summer. Sitting out back on the patio the last number of nights, it's been great.
It's been absolutely fantastic, no doubt. Now, my other guest is Rob Reed from, what's the name of the company again?
Bison Fire Protection.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, Rob.
Well, I have been in the Winnipeg area a little bit longer than Art. Haven't been born here.
Yeah.
Both my parents haven't been born here. Both of my sets of grandparents haven't been born here, and great-grandparents who settled here. So I'm a kind of a fourth-generation Winnipegger. So it's in my blood. I don't see myself going anywhere soon. So, no cabbage for me.
No cabbage for you. So definitely a fourth-generation Winnipegger. That's actually fantastic. Out of curiosity, now, were you a farmer boy or?
No, I'm actually a city boy. Grew up in Charleswood.
Okay.
Grandparents on my mother's side were farmers out in Stony Mountain. My grandma actually still lives on the farm, 89 years old and going strong. She's quite an inspirational woman.
No doubt about it.
And the rest of them were actually North End people, believe it or not, Polson Avenue and around there. So, you know, roots all over the place.
All over the place. What are your thoughts? I mean, if we could just, since we did this with Art too, in terms of Winnipeg. Now, Art mentioned that Winnipeg has some of the best kept secrets. What would you say to that? What do you think one of the best kept secrets are?
Well, you know, there's so many things, and Art touched on so many of them, but when we start looking at not just Winnipeg, but the province as a whole, and look at the opportunities for, you know, cottage life in the wintertime, snowmobiling and winter sports, and, you know, everyone thinks and focuses on hockey, but there's so many other things to do. And the opportunities for people to get out of their houses and enjoy their lives. You know, I heard actually on the radio the other day.
You know what? I know I got you. I'm going to heard on the other radio of the day. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break to our listeners. And when we come back, we'll continue chatting with Art Alexander and Rob Reed regarding business and life and that in Winnipeg. And then really a little bit more detail on what they do. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan back, set for success. And I got two guests with me today, one from the Chamber of Commerce and the other from Bison Fire Protection. Sorry about that. I started thinking about the word bison and the things that I actually can say there. I just got pointed out that it's on my guest's shirt. So, Rob, sorry about that. You know, I want to continue chatting a little bit with Art Alexander from the Chamber of Commerce. Now, I gather there's lots of chambers of commerce, right, Art?
Yep, there are. Even in the province, we're the largest, of course, but there are...
In Winnipeg's the largest or across Manitoba?
Across Manitoba, we're certainly the largest. But yeah, no matter what, Richard, no matter what city you travel to or do business in with your business, you're going to find a Chamber of Commerce. Or it's also known as a Board of Trade.
Oh, Board of Trade. Okay, so is it the same thing?
Same thing, just a different name.
Just a different name.
Yeah.
So some cities would actually have it called the Board of Trade.
Toronto Board of Trade.
Okay, it's the same as the Chamber of Commerce. I didn't know that. I wonder if our listeners knew that, too. I had no idea that there's a distinction.
So we're the largest.
Yes.
And we have just over 2,000 member companies that are part of the Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce, ranging all sizes, all sectors. And our mission really is to foster an environment where Winnipeg business can prosper. So it's really about the business community. And it's on a three-legged stool, is the analogy. One leg would be on the policy side of life. The other would be on the leadership side of life. And then on the whole leads side of life. So networking and tying people together, connecting people. We want to be the great connectors.
The great connectors. I love that overall. Do you mind if we explore those three stool concepts? So you said policy, leadership, and leads. That's what I got, right? So explain, for example, what would the Chamber of Commerce do in terms of policy? What do you mean by policy?
The whole policy side or also the lobbying side of life. So on occasion, our city... the mayor or the premier, that they come up with policies and ideas that may not fit or support our local business community. So what happens, our members would call and say, can you help us? So Dave Angus, our president, yep. and Lauren, our VP of policy, would come up with some strategies and talk to the chamber members. And when Dave goes and bangs on the door of the mayor or bangs on the door of the premier, it's a loud knock. It's a loud knock. They don't always open the door, but it's a loud knock.
Sure, you got 2,000 members.
One of the great things about the chamber is we don't just say, oh, there's a problem, but we bring an answer. We want to bring solutions. And that's how we encourage our politicians. We want to help them be a part of our community. So the lobby side of life is very important as a chamber movement.
Is there something that you can provide as an example to our listeners that the Chamber of Commerce has lobbied for on behalf of the membership or the business community overall?
Yep. Not that long ago, we had an issue with the city. They were issuing a bylaw that those signs that some businesses put out in front of their yards or businesses that
on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
or what
they're going to increase the rates and all of this and the big signs too. The digital signs. And the Sign Association actually called us and said, can you help us? Because they're going to raise the rates. And so Dave went and spoke to the issue and was able to help guide the city council, if you will, through some of the challenges and ease that for them.
So that's a good example of lobbying on half of business to try to minimize the cost of doing business, which in turn helps business overall.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. How about leadership? That was the other one of the other ones you said out of your three stool pieces. So what about leadership?
Yep. We do lots of events, lots of opportunities to hear various speakers from Richard Branson to Hillary Clinton to Lloyd Robinson to the great Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, no, I almost thought you were going to say Richard Lannan there. But anyway.
Well, we haven't had the Richard speaker one of the lines, but we have had Richard Branson.
Yes, he was really good.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So when we talk about leadership, we also want to encourage people to grow in their leadership skills. We talk about raising the lid. So raising the lid really is part of something that I teach as well. When you're in business, you want to grow. You can only go as high as the lid. You have a ceiling.
Sure. You hit a certain point, and then it's really difficult to get beyond that.
And your
that.
Business won't go on beyond that unless you raise the lid. So we like to do various sessions and seminars that can help people raise their lid.
Raise their lid. That's actually a really good approach to things. You know, it's often I think we say sometimes, you reach for the moon you reach for Mars and you get the moon or whatever in business. So always looking at that next stretch and everything too. Maybe raise your lid so it helps you with focus too.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Because sometimes what happens is people, they leave high school, they graduate from university, and that's the last time they read a book or went to a seminar. Or you have to keep growing yourself so you can grow your business.
Grow your business overall. Now, the third one you said was leads, and I assume that's networking. But
correct.
Go on about that in terms of how does the Chamber of Commerce help businesses generate leads?
Now, we do 125 events, Richard, a year.
Wow, that's
no
a lot.
Shortage of opportunities to kind of get out there and meet people.
Yeah.
But what often happens is that people don't know how to network when they get to these events. So I've done a session called the ABCs of networking, and quickly, it's A is really attending. You got to get out and meet people.
Yeah.
It's hard to just sit behind your desk and have people walk into your shop all the time. Get out and meet people, so you got to attend. From the chamber events to community events to others. Then the B is really be a host. When you're a host, if I come to your house or Rob's house and you're my host, you say, all right, here's a glass of some liquid to drink, right? Or here's some food or the washroom.
Keep it clean.
Yep. But you're looking after me. You're caring for me. And so when you're a host, you kind of say, well, who can I help here in this room? Who's standing by themselves? So I can maybe introduce others. So being a host has a different mindset, different eyes to see others. And lastly, the C is really the whole connection side. My kids give me a hard time saying, Dad, what's this small talk thing? Well, I believe the small talk leads to big talk. Yes, we could talk about the weather and the jets and the bombers, but that can lead to other talk. And so small talk leads to big talk is what I say. And I think it's very important that when you want to connect with people, it's not just about the jets and the bombers. You want to get down to the heart of the issue. And it's not about you. In the old days, it was how many cards can I hand out? It's not about that. It's really about how can I help you get what you want. If I can help you get what you want, eventually I'll get what I want, which is Zig Ziglar phrase.
Well, it's a law of reciprocity,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a pretty important law in terms of life overall. So that was the ABCs. I mean, that's actually quite a lesson for our listeners. So what was A again?
A is attend. Get out there and meet people.
And B is?
Be a host. Have different eyes.
Yeah. And C is?
connect.
I sort of like what you said about connect, too, because how many of us often think to ourselves, oh, my gosh, I hate small talk, mm-hmm. right? Get out there and talk about the weather and talk about what's on the news right now and sort of what's happening, and you'd rather be somewhere else. But the way you put it, small talk leads to what
big
is talk. Big talk. And so maybe that's what the opportunity is to have that small talk allow us to create relationships
yes.
and then establish some big talk overall.
Yeah. It's in the questions you ask. Like if I ask somebody, what's the latest book you've read? Or
yes.
who do you know that I should know?
Yes.
How can I help you?
And that's the way to put it. So phrase it in a way that actually is of value to the other person.
Yeah, there's a great book called Good Leaders Ask Great Questions.
Good Leaders Ask Great Questions. You know what, dude? This is Richard Lannan. We're going to take a short break. And when we return, we'll continue our conversation with our two guests. One, Art Alexander from the Chamber of Commerce, and Rob Reed from Fire Protection Inc., Bison Fire Protection Inc. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success in Your Life, Your Career, and Your Business. Do you ever think about what it means to be successful in life, your career, your business? I know I do. This is something I think about on a regular basis, and I always try to come up with things that might be of value to people. Recently, I keep bumping into this sign that says, live, love, or laugh, or maybe it's love, live, laugh, live, love, laugh. And it seems to be everywhere I go. And I don't know if it's speaking to me or something along this lines, but maybe, just maybe, you know, part of being successful is living your life to its fullest, right? Live, love everybody around you and laugh, finding opportunities to laugh. I know my spouse says sometimes, hey, you could laugh more in life. So that's going to be sort of my crossover tip for today and Set for Success. Now, when we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Art Alexander from the Chamber of Commerce and Rob Reed from Bison Fire Protection. We're going to continue on talking about what it means to be successful in your business and your life. And we're going to do the Set for Success tips, the things that you must do. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success. You know, previous to the break, I was chatting with Art Alexander, and he's telling us some really cool stuff about the Chamber of Commerce and right around policy, leadership, and leads. But now I have a member of the business community with me, and it's a Rob Reed from Bison Fire Protection. Rob, welcome to this segment of the show.
Thanks for having me in.
You know what? It's been a pleasure. You've been really good about sitting through the show and saying a few things here and there, but you know, we should really talk a little bit about you at this point in time.
Okay, I thought maybe I was going to be sent out for coffee or something.
Well, we need some donuts. Come on now.
Okay, sorry, guys. I'll take care of that.
You'll take care of that. Rob, you know, the first thing I think we should talk about is in the first segment of the show, you talk a bit about your life. I mean, being a long life Winnipegger, four generations, fantastic family history in terms of Manitoba. But tell us about your business. Like, what is Bison Fire Protection?
Well, Bison Fire Protection, we established back in 2001 as a company that started with fire extinguishers and what we call suppression, which is everything from suppression systems in restaurants, paint spray booths in body shops, things like that. We slowly expanded outwards to add fire alarms to our offerings because customers wanted that. And then from there, a few years later, we had the opportunity to add sprinkler systems to what we're doing, grew that, and we've since added fire plans. The company's always constantly on the grow. We started off, obviously, as five people. We've grown it up to 70 or so at the moment. And we've gone from Winnipeg to Thompson, and then we added Regina. Just late last year, we added Kenora to what we're doing. So we have easily become the largest privately owned fire protection company in Manitoba.
So largest owned fire protection company in Manitoba what time period? How many years?
From 2001 to current. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's 70 people and everything.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of suppression, you use a lot of words, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by fire suppression?
Suppression is in the kitchens in restaurants. They have the entire cooking line and all the flames and fire and exciting stuff.
Gosh,
that goes
on. It's
back
a scary
there.
Place.
It's very exciting. Those guys do a great job back in there. But every once in a while, those fires get out of control for a number of reasons. And they need something that can put out that system or put out that fire automatically for them. So we put in what we call suppression systems or wet chemical. And when that system goes off, it will trigger the fire alarm system. If the fire alarm system is monitored, it will bring the fire department down. It clears the building, and it will put out the fire if it's properly maintained and taken care of.
Okay, okay. Can you give an example of what a fire suppression system might be? Now, are you talking about like the sprinklers in the ceiling? Or are you talking about fire extinguishers? Or?
No, I'm talking about something entirely different from both of those. A suppression system has a wet chemical product in it, usually potassium-based, and it's designed to not only the dampness of the agent to put it out, but it also cools because it's a liquid. They found back in the mid-90s that when they used the dry chemical systems, because of the heat of the new types of appliances, the high efficiencies, the different types of oils, they went from animal fat to vegetable oils that burn at a much higher rate, that the old systems just didn't work, or they reflashed a lot, which meant it put it out for a minute or two and then it burst back into flames. Now you've got no backup.
Okay, okay. Do you have a potentially have a story where some of your systems were used to the success of a client that you can share?
You know what? We average, I'm going to say, probably 15-ish fires a year and 15 extinguishments a year, which I'm very proud of. And we've had situations where customers have called us in the morning saying, our system isn't working, it went off, you know, what happened? And we come in there and have a look at it and find out that after they closed, one of their appliances burst into flames.
Okay, okay.
Unbeknownst to them, the system had actuated and put out the fire, saved their business.
Oh, okay, So so now I'm curious, right? Because you actuated, so it actually did what it was supposed to do.
Exactly.
But how come the client wouldn't know that it did what it's supposed to do? Like, if I think fire, I think, like most people, probably like wood and flames and smoke and aftermath, right? Yeah, so
why wouldn't they know? Right now, generally speaking, stainless steel. It's very clean, right? You'll come in and they would know that the system went off because the fryers now have that soap blanket over top of everything. The agent will be contained under the cooking line. And in some cases, what can happen is that, you know, the gas is turned off, you know, or if it's an electronic appliance, the electricity isn't working, so they can't turn things on. So they may not recognize it's a burn mark or a scorch mark that was in this particular situation. But the system was shut down. Yes, so nothing was working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, that's what I just heard. The system was shut down.
We also had an interesting story one time that we were saved by the security cameras because a cleaner wondered what the pull station was for, so he pulled it.
Okay.
Set off the system. Right. Being a cleaner, he cleaned up, put everything back in. So when the owner came in the next day, couldn't figure out why their system, you know, their fryers wouldn't turn on.
Okay.
The grill wouldn't turn on. You know, the fans for the hood weren't working. What's going on here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They went to the security cameras and caught that it had been the cleaner.
That did it.
That did it. He cleaned everything up, refilled the fryers.
So he did his job.
Yeah.
Twice.
Twice.
That's actually a pretty good one, you know. So it's sort of like he was, in a way, protecting the assets.
Yes, absolutely.
in many respects on that. In terms of your organization, now you've talked a lot about restaurants and everything. Like, is that the only type of organizations you serve?
No, we focus a lot on industrial and commercial, you know, and that's everything from manufacturing here. So we've got a very good manufacturing sector here in Winnipeg.
Yep.
People would be amazed if they could get out there and see what's being built in our city. Heavy industrial, which is mining. You know, we get a lot of work. We do a lot of stuff underground. You know, we do a lot of work when we're up north. We do work in Nunavut, where there's a lot of mining up there, and limited service, obviously, because people just don't necessarily want to go to Nunavut. But we carry a lot of area that we cover.
Okay. If somebody wanted to get in touch with your organization, how would they do that?
They could do it a number of ways. Through our website, which is bisonfire.com.
Okay.
They could get through to us on the telephone, which is 204-237-3473.
Okay.
They could follow us on Facebook on Bison Fire. They can follow us on Twitter at Bison_fire. I mean, you're all over the place.
You're out there. So basically, put in a Google search for Bison Fire Protection, and your name's going to pop up.
We're going to pop up. We will be all over you and help you out.
Good for you. This is Richard Lanning. We're talking to Rob Reed from Bison Fire Protection, all about, the whole area of fire and how to contain and control it with an appropriate system.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything from, like I say, sprinklers as well. Like you say, the sprinkler heads above us, as we have here, and fire alarms.
Fire alarms. Now, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to do the Set for Success tips, the things you must do in business and life and your career to be successful. And we're going to get both Rob and Art Alexander's feedback on this. This is Richard Lannon. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success. And today we're talking to Art Alexander from the Chamber of Commerce and Rob Reed from Bison Fire Protection. This segment of the show, I love to do the Set for Success tips, the thoughts and the things that actually come from our guests, the people that are out there doing stuff. You know, they've lived life. They've been through the peaks, the valleys, and the detours of life. And looking at these two guys here, I think they have been through that process. And what do you guys think? You've been through the peaks, valleys, and detours of life?
I've been through the ups and downs, certainly, and I've been to the School of Hard Knocks.
You've been through the School of Hard Knocks?
It's very expensive.
Very expensive.
And it's open all the time.
Isn't it? You know, I like to think of it as the good, bad, and the unexpected, right?
Yes.
You know, those are some of the thoughts that it comes through on me. So, Art, I'm going to start with you, actually, you know, in terms of a tip for a listener. What would be your first one?
I think one of the first ones would be have balance.
What do you mean by have balance?
Balance in your life, whether it's mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually. Have everything kind of in tune, one with another. And sometimes we know guys who are workaholics.
Yeah.
You know, and around this table, we might be some of those guys. But we need to have a balance in our lives. And sometimes, another tip, quick one, would be have mentors, some guys who come alongside you and say, hey, how's it going? How's it really going?
Yeah, so balancing your life, maybe one of those is actually have a mentor or coach that actually help you with that. I've always loved the idea of thinking about mind, body, and spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, some people might be listening and go, really, mind, body, and spirit? But I guess it just depends on how you interpret them, right? I mean, you know, when you talk about balance, right, the mind being the intellect, the body being the physical, and the spirit while being your soul, you know, and how do you fit all of those things together in terms of your whole working, your life?
Right. I liken it to the fact of people, it's like a four-cylinder car. You know, we have all have to be running, all have to be working to make it run smoothly.
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way, sometimes we leave off something for other things, right? And eventually it catches up with you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And on people's deathbed, you know what they don't say? They don't say, I wish I could have worked longer and harder.
We've all heard that.
Right? It's about people. And in business, it's about the people.
Yeah.
It's about
the
people.
No, I have some experience of that recently, actually, but we'll get into that in another show. Rob, I'm going to throw it over to you in terms of tip-wise and everything. That's a really good one, by the way, Art. What would be one of your tips for our listener?
Well, you know what? I'm going to expand on Art's it's all about the people comment because he's right about that. But what people sometimes forget to do is use the collective intelligence of the people around you.
The collective intelligence.
Absolutely.
Sounds so much like the Borg. Hold on here now. Go ahead. A little Star Trek joke. Okay, what do you mean by the collective intelligence of people and the relationships?
Well, what I mean is, you know, in a company or in a business, you've got a number of people around you that are going to bring a lot of things to the table if you ask them to.
Yes.
Right? And a lot of times, you don't know who's going to say what or what they're going to bring to a meeting, a project, anything you're working on to help you carry that through to the end. And sometimes it's the simplest things that come out of somebody's mouth that really support what you're doing. And I can give an example of, you know, a few weeks ago, we were working on a project in the office, and I called a number of people into, you know, around the table in the boardroom. We started chatting, and how were we going to solve this problem, and how are we going to get through it? And it was one of the supervisors who sat back, or I shouldn't say supervisors, it was one of our service coordinators who sat back, and she came up with this idea, and we all went, wow. There we go. We've got it.
That's the idea.
And if I hadn't brought that collective intelligence together, you know, we wouldn't have had the outcome that we did. And suddenly the project started moving very smoothly, sailed right along, and it just solved so many hours of issues. But if we hadn't done that and not used the people around us, because everyone has something that they can bring, we might have struggled with this a lot longer.
Yeah, that's interesting to say that. There's this YouTube video. Well, it's actually a Nightline documentary they did maybe back in the 90s called A Deep Dive. Mm-hmm. Well worth watching. And it's a whole way of actually approaching work. And in that one, this is the 90s, they were talking about gone are the days that the manager knows all, right? Mm-hmm. That your people are the ones that really need to contribute, right? And provide ideas to what's going on. And that's what I just heard you say.
Well, and that's exactly it. But it's one thing to talk about it.
Yep.
And it's another thing to do it and live it and understand and respect those people, because when they feel supported and comfortable, they will come up with the ideas. If they feel that they put up their hand and they're going to get it slapped, They will keep their good ideas to themselves.
They'll shut down. All right, put your hand down.
Yeah,
come on.
Come on. You're throwing me off here.
Now, one of the questions I actually asked during the monologue, I was doing a little bit of a spiel on the whole idea of focus. I've lost focus. And I think often in business it happens. And what I often hear is I'm stuck. I've lost focus. I lack direction. I think the one there, what do you guys think you do to actually, what do you do when you lose focus in business or in life for that matter? I mean, this could be open up to overall, right? So what are some of your thoughts on that?
I think one of the ideas that people should take more advantage of is the whole area of reflection. Mm. Let me look back on this past week. What did I do? What could I have done better? Where could I have gone? That will help set the path. So taking a look where you have been and where you want to go. It's easy to look at the past and to see where you were, but how do we look to the future? So it takes time and energy. So I have this line that says, I got to go and ponder that. And so I got to take time to think about some of these things, whether it's in the business side or personal side.
Okay. Well, that's actually pretty good advice. Well, Rob, how about yourself? What are your thoughts in terms of the whole idea? You know, what do you do when you lose focus?
You know, a lot of times, try to snap myself back into it. What's going on? It's interesting that around the office again, and
that's
again,
okay. Use an example. That's good.
Yeah, we have an operations manager who uses the term privilege of focus on a regular basis. And although we tease him about it a fair amount, the reality of that is when you give someone the opportunity to be able to focus on that one thing, so they're privileged to be able to look at that one item and work on it, they will be able to get that job done quicker and easier as an expert. If you distract them with so many different things on their plate, they're not going to do any of them particularly well. So when you have that privilege of focus, they're able to draw in and get the job done.
Sounds like it's a matter of having some time, right? You know, like providing them the time to actually be able to focus on what's important at that point in time. Time. I use time again.
You're right.
Time.
Yeah, and, you know, not overwhelming them, because it doesn't matter if you're overwhelmed at work, if you're overwhelmed at home.
Yes.
You're not functional.
Not functional at all. Okay. So Richard Landon, now I want to go back to Art Alexander for just a second here. Art, if you could have, or actually, you know what? If somebody wanted to contact you to find out more about the Chamber of Commerce, how would they do that?
Yeah, I'm easy to get a hold of. You can find me on Twitter at Art Alexander. You can find me at the Winnipeg Chamber. Go to the website. You can give me a call at 204-944-3310.
With 2,000 members, I think that's a pretty strong, was 2,000? Did I get the number right?
Just over 2,000.
Just over 2,000. That's a strong membership for the Chamber of Commerce. That's nice to hear.
Yeah. And that represents some 90,000 people, by the way.
That represents some 90,000 people. This is Richard Landon. We're going to take a short break. We've been listening to Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Richard Landon back for Set for Success. And today we've been chatting with Art Alexander from the Chamber of Commerce and Rob Reed from Bison Fire Protection. Rob, if you could have one final thought, what would it be?
It's very simple. If you can make it burn, we can put it out. If you have a fire issue, you give us a call. We'll help you.
You'll help you. So your final thoughts with your company. I think that's pretty good. Art, how about yourself? What would be your final thought?
Come by the Chamber, and we can certainly help you get connected. We're all about connecting people.
You're all about connecting people. I want to take this opportunity to thank my guests for joining me today. And I also want to thank the listeners. I mean, this has been actually quite the show. We talked about focus. We talked about the Chamber of Commerce and the difference between policy, leadership, and leads. We talked about the fire extinguishing business, which sounds like an incredibly fascinating business. So thank you, everyone, for actually tuning in. Now, if you want to contact me, you can contact me at richard@braveworld.ca or check out my website, www.setforsuccess.ca. And I will tell you again that I do have an email address change coming up, but that's okay. For right now, just richard@braveworld.ca. Again, thank you for listening, and you make it a great day.